I pulled a diamond ring out of the pocket of my shirt. And as her eyes filled up with tears, she said, "This is the last thing I expected." And then she took me by the hand and said, "I'll only marry you on one condition." And we danced out there on that empty hardwood floor, the chairs up and the lights turned way down low. The music played, we held each other close, and we danced like no one else had ever danced before. I can't explain what happened on that floor, but the music played, we held each other close, and we danced. Yeah, we danced.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump responding after the attacks by Israel on Iran's nuclear facilities and the counterattacks by Iran into Israel. ABC White House correspondent Karen Travers says there were supposed to be another round of nuclear talks this weekend, but Tehran pulled out.
President Trump, in a social media post early Friday morning, is urging Iranian officials to reach an agreement on a nuclear deal with the United States. The president suggesting the drawn-out negotiations are what led Israel to launch its overnight strike. Before the Israeli attacks, President Trump signaled he was committed to a diplomatic resolution with Iran and warned that action by Israel could potentially derail negotiations. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Two of Iran's top generals, including the head of Iran's Revolutionary Guard, said to have been killed in the strikes. There is a meeting this morning of President Trump's national security team to discuss the latest escalation. This is ABC News. A former girlfriend of Sean Diddy Combs, known only as Jane, wrapping up her cross-examining this week on the stand in his sex trafficking and racketeering trial, also says ABC's Aaron Katursky, another former girlfriend is now suing him, saying she was coerced into traveling to see Combs and have sex with him.
He's already facing some five dozen civil lawsuits, but this one is from a woman named Chelsea Lovelace. She was an ex-girlfriend around Sean Combs somewhere between 2020 and 2024. Her name's actually come up at the criminal trial, but she says in her civil lawsuit now that Combs subjected her to the same kinds of assaultive and battering behavior that he's criminally accused of.
In Orlando, Florida last night, there was a vigil held to mark the 9th anniversary of the Pulse nightclub massacre, where 49 people were shot and killed and dozens more injured in 2016. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. This year, the DNR is encouraging us to plant milkweed in our yards. There are 13 native milkweed species in Wisconsin, with 5 of them listed as endangered, threatened, or under special concern. Milkweed is especially helpful for monarch butterflies, as the only plants the butterflies lay their eggs on, and the only food the caterpillars eat. If you want, you can find native milkweed plants on the DNR's website. Monday, June 16th, from 4:30 to 5:30, there's free yoga in the park over at Lionite Park in Phillips. This is free calming yoga for all bodies, abilities, and ages, and you can learn and practice yoga postures to shift stress, anxiety, and panic, quick and easy breathing techniques to use anywhere and anytime, being fully present in the moment, and you can connect with others in your community. Beginners are welcome. Step-by-step guidance will be provided. You can join any or all sessions, and there is no registration needed. Bringing a towel, blanket, or yoga mat, and wearing comfortable clothes that are easy to move in, is recommended. Please remember to bring a water bottle as well. For questions, you can contact Embrace at 800-924-0556. Once again, this is taking place Monday from 4:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. over at 585 County Road H in Phillips. Hurricane season started, and meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains there's a good chance for above-normal activity with a handful of major storms.
The hurricane season starts on June 1st and runs through November 30th. That's a six-month-long season. And the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration predicts a 60% chance of an above-normal season to strike. NOAA thinks there will be about 13 to 19 named storms with winds of 39 miles per hour or more. And of those, 6 to 10 of them are expected to become hurricanes with winds of 74 miles per hour or stronger. And as for the major destructive hurricanes, Category 3, 4, or 5 strength, NOAA predicts we'll see about 3 to 5 of them this season. So here's what's happening. We're still in an end zone neutral phase, which means we're not in an El Nino pattern or a La Nina. This means that the trade winds are weaker. And with still well above normal ocean water temperatures, pairing the higher heat with the weak wind shear, it'll make it much easier for tropical storms to form. And there's also forecasted to be higher activity with the West African monsoon. That's where hurricanes start. NOAA says they're about 70% confident in their forecast for this hurricane season. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, is at 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
When it comes to reliable service and hometown values, Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua stands out. They offer full synthetic oil changes for just $49.95 every day. It's easy to keep your vehicle running like new with their friendly service and honest advice. Shoppers can check out a great selection of new 2025 models on the lot. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated. It's a great place to do business.
That's a wrap on minicamp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Where the Packers completed their three-day minicamp, linebacker Quay Walker unable to practice. He suffered an ankle injury at the end of last season. Matt LaFleur presenting Mark Murphy, an autographed helmet signed by all the players. Murphy stepping down after 17 years as team president. The NBA Finals continue tonight. The Pacers up 2-1 over the Thunder, led by Tyrese Halliburton.
Experience is the best way that I can learn from it. You know, taking what the defense gives me, trying to play the right way, and watch film, see where I can get better and be ready to go for game four.
Baseball, Brewers and Cardinals tonight in Milwaukee. The Crew winning 6-0 last night in the series opener, but pitcher Aaron Civale, not happy about being moved to the bullpen, says he called his agent about being traded.
We're exploring opportunities for me to get back into a rotation, whether that's here or elsewhere. That'll give me the chance to do what I do best, and that's go out there and start. Like I said, I still feel like I have a lot to give.
That's Aaron Civale with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. Brought to you by OnX Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm Studio. While the Mississippi River was covered with boats all through the month of April, now it's just the river rats. And those river rats are catching a lot of fish. I'll tell you why it's a good place to be, but first.
You fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
This time of year, fishing on the Mississippi River, well, you pretty much have these good spots all to yourself. There's only a few local river rats out there chasing walleyes, chasing catfish. The crappies are stacked up in the channels. It's a great time to be on the river. If you're chasing walleyes, it's a good idea to focus on the current seams and the wing dams. These areas are going to be very productive right now. Just cast a jig that's tipped with a plastic lure, like a 6-inch ringworm or a 6-inch auger tail, and just drift that downstream. If you're after crappies, the channels are extremely good right now, especially the back channels of the rivers are incredible right now when it comes to big crappies. The vegetation in the backwaters is holding some huge largemouth bass. This is a great time for topwater, especially when you got some nice calm water. And the catfishing in the main channel, well, that's hitting its peak right now. So it's a great time to be out on the Mississippi River. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Northwoods weather. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely today, and there could be some heavy rain later today through tonight. A half inch to an inch or more possible. Our high today, 58. Tonight, 48. Tomorrow, lingering showers with a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48. 98 Q Country.
They say this town stars stay up all night. Well, I don't know, can't see them. For the glow of the neon lights, and it's a long way from here to the place where the home fires burn. Well, it's 2,000 miles and one left turn. Dear Mom and Dad, please send money. I'm so broke that it ain't funny. Well, I don't need much, just enough to get me through. Promise fancy cars and diamond rings and all sorts of shiny things. But girl, you'll remember what your knees are for. Dear Mom and Dad, please send money. I'm so broke that it ain't funny. Well, I don't need much, just enough to get me through. I'm playing here at the bar tonight. Well, this time I'm gonna make our dream.
98Q Country with Sugarland, Jennifer Nettles in Sugarland, and Baby Girl here at 98Q. And we are going to chat a little sports as we do each Friday morning. Our 98Q sports reporter, Mike Clemens, is always nice enough to join us. I'm not sure. I think he might be with us. Mike, are you there? No, he's not there yet. Hang on. We're going to get to him in just a moment here on the 98Q Morning Show. Hold on.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Roy and Robin Kirchmeyer. They support all local high school athletics and their teams, no matter the season or the sport.
North Woods Realty is your exclusive sponsor of the Summer Scotty Text to Win Contest on 98Q Country. Homes, cabins, condos, over 60 vacation rentals. Buy it, rent it, love it. NorthwoodsWI.com. Stay here, live here, and win here.
Bader Sports Center, Northwoods Outdoor Headquarters in Phillips, is Price County's oldest family-run business, starting in Kennan in 1888, celebrating their 137th year in business. Whether you're a permanent resident of Price County or just visiting the beautiful Wisconsin Northwoods, you owe it to yourself to stop into their unique All Things Outdoors store. From guns and ammo to archery supplies, outdoor apparel, footwear, and much more. Bader Sports Center, next to Pick and Save in Phillips. Let's take a moment to head on down to Wheelway. We've got Pete with us. Top of the day to you there, Pete. How are we doing?
Rock and rolling. How about yourself?
Great. I understand we are ready to jump right into this summer thing, right?
We have a great selection right now. It doesn't matter if you're looking for a three-quarter ton, half-ton truck, cars, minivans, SUVs. We have payments as low as $99 a month. Wheelway Autos with an S.com. Locate a vehicle, what you want to choose from. Fill out our credit app, and our finance guy will give you a call, and you can drive one home today. It's that simple.
Great time for the next vehicle. Banks are battling for the customer's money, right, Pete? So you're seeing some real nice interest rates.
I'll tell you what, Joe, we haven't seen these interest rates as low as they've been the last 2 years.
Your next vehicle at Wheelway, Fifield, Wisconsin, a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. If they need to adjust the schedule, if their work doesn't allow them to get down there during the day, they can always call you, right, Pete?
762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Do it the right way. Come to Wheelway and jump in these savings before these vehicles are gone.
And we'll be at Wheelway later this morning at 10:30. Mike Clemens, nice enough to join us, our 98Q sports reporter. Top of the morning to you there, Mr. Clemens.
How are you?
Well, I'm doing
good in the weekend here in Green Bay. Covered mini camp, and then we got baseball going on.
Yeah,
This is their longest homestand at AmFam Field.
Yeah, and kind of weird to have a player who's on the roster who'll be out there running around warming up, and he's made it very clear, I want out of here. If you're not going to start me, Mr. Savali, right?
Yeah, you know, and the Brewers just can't seem to have nothing nice, man. You know, we've been since spring camp. We've been hearing about the Miz, okay? This kid is 6'7", 23 years old, Jacob Mizorowski, and he was recorded throwing a ball over 103 miles an hour, fastest since they've got that new calculation of stats about the last 12 years or so.
Yeah.
And they've been kind of waiting, and then they decided to pull the trigger and bring him up. And last night, there he is, Jacob Mizorowski, and he's just mowing down these Cardinals. He had, like, in the first inning, I think he had eight balls over 103 or 102 miles an hour, over 100 miles an hour, 14 of them over 100 miles an hour. A no-hitter at the end of five innings. He comes out in the sixth, and then about two or three pitches into the inning, all of a sudden the right foot goes forward and kind of wobbles, like, oh, God, what was that? That didn't look good.
Yeah.
You know, he's like a giraffe out there. And the trainer came running out right away, like, whoa, that didn't look good. What was that? Well, you know, it cramps. I got some cramps in my calf, it's in my quad. Maybe he's a little dehydrated or something, a little nervous, whatever. Family was there. But, you know, he was doing great. And Murph said, you know, pull him. We're fine. We got five innings out of him. Let's go. We move on. And so all this excitement, like they can bring this guy into the rotation, it starts even, you know, rumors like, wow. So if this kid's for real, if he can be like your fastball guy, maybe you don't need Fast Freddy anymore. Maybe you could use for Freddy Peralta, who's, you know, going to get, you know, a big payday here in the next year or so.
Right, right.
You could use him in a trade, and that's all going on. In the meantime, Aaron Civale, who had just come back, you know, from injury, but you picked up a year ago, a veteran, he said, what? you're moving me to the bullpen because of this kid? No, I don't do bullpen. I'm a starter. Yeah. And he was pretty ticked off at Murphy. Murphy pretty much let us know that before Wednesday's game. And then yesterday, Aaron, you know, stood up and he talked to the reporters pregame and said, yeah, I notified my agent. I'm a starter. I'm not interested in being a bullpen guy. Never have been. Don't intend to be. And whether it's here or some other team, my wife and I have really enjoyed our year here in Milwaukee. I know that this will seem, you know, disingenuous. This will probably, you know, trigger a lot of anger toward me and the ball club. But it's just a fact. I consider myself a starter. I don't want to change at this point in my career. So, you know, pretty level-headed. But whether or not Matt Arnold and Murph change their mind, of course, you know, another pitcher goes down and, you know, Savali could be back in the rotation.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, they've got that little drama. Meantime, Brewers beat the second-place Cardinals last night 6-0, and game two
yeah.
That four-game series is tonight, 7-10, at AmFam Field in Milwaukee.
Exciting stuff with a young kid, the Miz. Definitely exciting. NBA Finals, the legend, the short legend of Halliburton, Mr. Halliburton, continues in that Indiana game. They're up 2-1. This has got the makes of a big upset here. Oklahoma City was a pretty heavy favorite going into this final.
They were, but you know something? I tell Joe, when you get to the finals, when you get to any of these championships, it's coaching, man. You know, Rick Carlisle's on fire.
He's good. He's good, yeah.
Yeah, and Daigut, you know, I think he'd still be like the youngest coach to ever win a title, even though all that talent he's got over in the Thunder and the speed. But once again, Tyrese Halliburton from Oshkosh North High School in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, who took his high school team to Madison and won the state title back in, I think it was 2018. They're up 2-1 because this kid, he just turns it on in the last 5 minutes and closes the deal. And it's not like, you know, their stats. When you see the box score from game three, they're all pretty even. It's not like one guy went nuts for 40 points. You know, it's evenly distributed. You know, they're moving the ball around. And then this kid just becomes unstoppable in the last few minutes. 22 points, you know, like 10 assists, 9 rebounds, but you just can't, you know, find a way to defend him. And he's really taken on the role as a leader, too, at 25 years old and their point guard. So game four is tonight in Indianapolis. And, boy, they could go up 3-1 against the Thunder, and that would really be, you know, the stats would say that Indiana is finally going to win their first NBA finals.
Oh, don't give up on the Thunder yet, Mike. Don't give up.
No.
The MVP, SGA, yeah. So the NCAA finding the Badgers, what's this all about, this recruiting violation thing?
Yeah, this broke yesterday, and I think McIntosh, the athletic director, is one that came forward about this. So it turns out, and it's so weird. I mean, how can you get recruiting violations in this wild, wild west NIL era?
Yeah.
Well, it seems like there's no rules anymore.
Yeah.
And this happened 2 years ago. Apparently, the Luke Fickell staff, you know, and it's another blemish for Luke Fickell, man. Oh, my God. They called over 100 prospects that they wanted to try and recruit and come to Madison. But they started making these contacts before the start date. So, and I think you're supposed to have logged those calls as well. Anyway, this came out in some sort of an investigation, and so the Badgers have paid a fine already for this. This happened 2 years ago. Rules have since changed, and they are under some probation for certain things. And that seems to be pretty much the story. But again, you know, it's another bogey.
Yeah,
under the Luke Fickell era.
Yeah, Packers wrapping up minicamp. We'll talk more Packers. We got a lot of time for that. But let's talk about this Vince Lombardi thing. This office door. What's going on here? Disappeared? What?
There's always construction going on here, and also because of the changing of the guard. You know, the Packers now, the big story is going to be Mark Murphy stepping down after 17 years at Policy, and it reminded me. When Bob Harlan took over, and then remember he said, we hate to part with it, but we've got to upgrade. So they built the atrium, and they destroyed the old office that was on the north end where Lombardi served, where, you know, Mike Holmgren served. And Mike Sherman, the head coach back then at the time in 2000, said, he'd become a Packer historian, said, wait a minute, before you take apart my head coaching office here, I want this door saved. I want this door to be used over in the new atrium in the head coaching. It was because this is the door when Lombardi was here.
Mm.
Oh, what a cool thought.
Yeah.
Well, 25 years go by in different regimes, and now they've got this new football building that they built at the other end of it. And so I asked around to the security guys. They said, oh, no. We remember that story from 25 years ago when Sherman saved it. Lombardi's door is on LaFleur's office now.
Oh, okay. Or not in the dumpster. No dumpster diving needed.
No dumpster. No, it was not an oversight, and I thought that was a great story.
That's awesome. All right, Mr. Clemens, thank you so much. What are you up to this weekend? Who are you tracking down this weekend?
We're back to Brewers and Cardinals tonight. And then next week, we're going to have a little sit-down with the new Packers CEO, Ed Policy.
All right. Look forward to hearing about that. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Joel.
You betcha. Mike Clemens, he's our 98Q sports reporter for Civic Media. He runs around and follows all the Wisconsin teams, and we'll chat with him again next Friday morning right around 8:15. We'll archive that interview for you if you want to listen back to it. A lot of good podcast stuff for you at 98QCountry.com. More keywords to come, 11, 2, and 4 today. We got, I'll give you a little tip, 11 o'clock hour, $100 bill sitting out there. So stay tuned. Stay tuned for another keyword coming up, brought to you by Northwoods Realty. Find all their listings and vacation rentals at northwoodswy.com. Birthdays and a cake drawing to come after the news. If you got somebody for us, give us a call at 715-762-3221.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump responding after the attacks by Israel on Iran's nuclear facilities and the counterattacks by Iran into Israel. ABC White House correspondent Karen Travers says there were supposed to be another round of nuclear talks this weekend, but Tehran pulled out.
President Trump, in a social media post early Friday morning, is urging Iranian officials to reach an agreement on a nuclear deal with the United States. The president suggesting the drawn-out negotiations are what led Israel to launch its overnight strike. Before the Israeli attacks, President Trump signaled he was committed to a diplomatic resolution with Iran and warned that action by Israel could potentially derail negotiations. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Two of Iran's top generals, including the head of Iran's Revolutionary Guard, said to have been killed in the strikes. There is a meeting this morning of President Trump's national security team to discuss the latest escalation. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Tomorrow, the Fifield Lions are hosting their second annual Trail Twister Fun Day. Morning show host Joel Karnick spoke with Bob Voy and Greg Riesel about the event.
We're going at a little bit different this time from last year. Last year we did it more of a poker run style where you had, you know, a couple months to make all these stops. We just shortened it up. We're doing a one-day event. We're going to hit some Fifield and Pike Lake area businesses, supporters. So people that want to bring ATV, UTV, or ride a horse, a goat, their Harley, a Jeep, whatever.
Fast lawnmower.
Yep.
Whatever moves to get them there, huh?
Right. So they can they can use whatever method they want. They can hit these stops and just patronize them. You don't need to get a punch card filled or do anything like that. It's just a fun, casual run to hit some of our Fifield and Pike Lake sponsors. And then in order to help Catkins Animal Rescue, if you're going to participate in the ride or if you so just desire, you can drop off a donation item. There's a QR code on the page, on the poster, on most of our Facebook page links, whether it's on the Fifield Lions Club page itself. There's a QR code that you can scan to tell you a little bit more about Catkins Animal Rescue. And they will have adoptable pets there approximately 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And there's some other events that Big G can cover. And I'll probably be out on the ride with those so inclined to go on the ride.
All right, let's talk about the route first. We're going to start right out with one of my favorite meals of the day, breakfast at the Country Cafe there. Mm-hmm. Right before the ride, it's going to go from 8:30 to 10:30. That's where we're going to gather there. And then 10:30, we're going to go up to Northwood Supper Club for a little Bloody Mary bar and stuff they're putting on up there. And then the ride's going to start out, take off, and go to Winter Green Lake Resort, the Big Dipper, Moose Jaw Resort, back to Mary Cassidy's, and then return to Mulbridge Park, where the Friends of the Fifield Fire Department are doing a pork on the South Fork. Big pig roast brisket down there. So we're going to start at 11 o'clock. So come on down and enjoy some great food. We're going to have some speaker music down there and so forth. Greg Gunderson will be down there spinning some hits for us. And
as mentioned, the event takes place over at Mulbridge Park. Beginning at 11 a.m., stop on by, show your support, and maybe even win some awesome raffle prizes. I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
That's a wrap on minicamp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Where the Packers completed their three-day minicamp, linebacker Quay Walker unable to practice. He suffered an ankle injury at the end of last season. Matt LaFleur presenting Mark Murphy, an autographed helmet signed by all the players. Murphy stepping down after 17 years as team president. The NBA Finals continue tonight. The Pacers up 2-1 over the Thunder, led by Tyrese Halliburton.
Experience is the best way that I can learn from it. You know, taking what the defense gives me, trying to play the right way, and watch film, see where I can get better and be ready to go for game four.
Baseball, Brewers and Cardinals tonight in Milwaukee. The Crew winning 6-0 last night in the series opener, but pitcher Aaron Civale, not happy about being moved to the bullpen, says he called his agent about being traded.
We're exploring opportunities for me to get back into a rotation, whether that's here or elsewhere. That'll give me the chance to do what I do best, and that's go out there and start. Like I said, I still feel like I have a lot to give.
That's Aaron Civale with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Roy and Robin Kirchmeyer. They support all local high school athletics and their teams, no matter the season or the sport.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community, because we not only work here, we live here.
Price Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Right, it's birthday time. We got a cake to give away. Do some celebrity ones first of all here on this Friday, the 13th. Friday the 13th of June. Ashley and Mary Kate Olsen, the Olsen twins, celebrating a birthday today. Two of a kind. So Little Time. The Adventures of Mary Kate and Ashley. Full House, of course, is where they all started for them. They're also fashion designers and business women. They do very well. They're doing all right. You ready to feel old? You ready? The Olsen twins are 39 today. They're almost on the hill. Almost. Doing good. Chris Evans, the actor from the Captain America films, is 44 today. Jason Michael Carroll, the country singer, is 47 today. Steve-O from the Jackass TV stuff. Sorry, 51. His real name is Steve Glover. Steve-O. Ally Sheedy, the actress, St. Elmo's Fire, Breakfast Club, 63 today for Ally Sheedy. Birthday just rolling in today. Absolutely rolling in today. Tim Allen, Mr. Home Improvements himself, Wild Hogs, Galaxy Quest, The Santa Claus. Of course, Home Improvements is where it all started. Arf, 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 arf. Tim Allen, that's a great sitcom. Timothy Allen Dick is his real name. Timothy Allen Dick. Tim Allen is what he went with. Good choice. 72 for Mr. Home Improvements. Richard Thomas, John Boy on the Waltons, celebrating a 74th birthday today. He's done some other stuff too, but that's a signature thing. Remember, whether they like it or not. Let's see here. Malcolm McDowell, the English film actor, still having a solid movie and TV career more than 40 years after A Clockwork Orange made him a star. 82 for Malcolm McDowell today. And Paul Lynde, He was a center square on Hollywood Squares for quite a while there in the original with Peter Marshall way back when. The campy comic, Paul. I used to be able to do a Paul Lynde, but I don't know if I can do it. Paul, he just kind of, I don't know. Paul Lynde. I can't do it anymore. He had some great lines that were fed to him on Hollywood Squares, but very, very awkward. I don't know. Strategic delivery he had. Yeah, YouTube it. Paul Lynde, Lynde. Quite a character. 1926, he was born. He passed in 1982 and left behind a lot of laughs. Good thing to leave behind. All right, who do we have celebrating here locally? We have Warren Bartels, who's celebrating a birthday tomorrow. That's from CG and the whole gang there. So, Warren, put you in for the cake drawing there in the box. We got Cindy and Larry. The Hintons are celebrating an anniversary. Congratulations to both of you lovebirds today. Also, Eric Brumble celebrating tomorrow. Tammy, Nick, Jenny, family, friends. Eric, wishing you a happy birthday tomorrow. What's a good one for you? We have Tom Polachek. Polachek. Okay, got it. All right. Celebrating today, Tammy, Eric, Nick, Jenny, family, everybody wishing Tom a happy birthday. We have David Poitek celebrating a birthday tomorrow. That is from your brothers and sisters, David. Happy birthday. I told you, we have a whole slew of them here. Jake Dahlgren is celebrated yesterday. We may have had that on late, but we'll announce it this morning. We normally do, from Lisa, Caden, and the family. So, Jake, happy birthday to you. And we got Kayla Linsmeyer celebrating a birthday also today from your family and friends. That might be the most birthdays we've had in one day in a long time. Let's mix them up. Let's give away a cake courtesy of the Baker Department at Super One here in Park Falls. I am mixing. I am matching. This is an unauthorized drawing. There's no one here. Toby. I think Toby looked. All right, it is authorized by the accounting firm of Toby, the host of. And we give away a cake to a young lady who celebrated back on Monday. And that's Barb Strand. Barb, you got yourself a free cake, courtesy of the bakery department at Super One. Congratulations, Barb. Yes, sirree.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code AIRPORT25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Break yourself free from that desk and come work for Civic Media, a rapidly growing network which has positions open in Park Falls, Hayward, and Amory, Wisconsin that focus on prospecting and new account acquisitions. The ideal candidate will have prior media advertising sales experience and success, reliable transportation, and a connection to the communities in which they would sell. This position pays a base salary plus generous commission and exceptional additional benefits. To see a full description, go to civicmedia.us and look at careers. Apply at civicmedia.us or send your resume directly to darla.isham@civicmedia.us. Civic Media is an equal opportunity employer that is committed to diversity and inclusion in the workplace.
Mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely today, and there could be some heavy rain later today through tonight. A half inch to an inch or more possible. Our high today, 58. Tonight, 48. Tomorrow,
lingering showers with a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
98Q Country.
Fireflies in the air. The night's still young. Never gonna get old. Living for today, like there's no tomorrow. Follow the grooves, the tires in the grass. Staying on the gas like we're never coming back. It's a Friday night. It's a small town girl. Everything is right.
Country.
He wondered how she'd take it when he said goodbye. Thought she might do some crying, lose some sleep at night. But he had no idea when he hit the road that without him in her life, she'd let her herself go. Let herself go on a singles cruise to Vegas once, then to Honolulu. Let herself go to New York City. A week at the spa, came back knocked out pretty. When he said he didn't love her no more, she let herself go. She poured her heart and soul into their three-bedroom ranch. Spent her days raising babies, ironing his pants. Came home one day from the grocery store and found his note. And without him there to stop her, she let herself go. Let herself go on her first blind date. Had the time of her life with some friends at the lake. Let herself go, buy a brand new car. Drove down to the beach, he always said was too far. Sand sure felt good between her toes. She let herself go on a singles cruise to Vegas once, then to Honolulu. Let herself go to New York City. A week at the spa, came back knocked out pretty. When he said he didn't love her no more, she let herself go. To Vegas once, Honolulu.
George Strait,
New York,
98 Q Country. Gray and I are watching some really bad baseball first pitches on ESPN on the studio monitor here. WWE wrestling champion Tiffany Stratton threw out a first pitch, and it was horrible. It was over the third rope and into the crowd. It was really bad. I'll never make fun of it, because no matter how good of an athlete you are, if you haven't thrown a ball in a while and you go out there and there's 30, 40,000 people, anything can happen. But it is funny to see people throw wild pitches on those pregame first pitches. Another keyword to come up, 11 a.m. hour, Northwoods Realty brings you our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest here on 98 Q Country. Check out northwoodswy.com. Maybe doing a little fish fry this weekend. Have you been to Phillips Cafe lately? Well, it's Friday, of course, and you know, in Wisconsin, and that means you're going for a fish fry. And the best value fish fry, one of them, you can find Phillips Cafe and get a two-piece beer battered or baked fish fry for $9.99. Maybe get a three-piece, take it up to $10.99. And they serve that till 7 o'clock, Phillips Cafe, right on Highway 13 in Phillips. They do catering, too. You have an event coming up this summer, they certainly will help you out with that. Lumberman's Day celebration going on, of course, in Kenan this weekend. Pretty much all the activities tomorrow. They have a little warm-up band tonight, and I think the rain will probably taper off and probably won't be too bad tonight for that, but it'll be cool. It'll be cool. And definitely not overly warm tomorrow. We're not going to get much higher than the low 60s or so tomorrow, but a nice day. Should be dry for the Kenan Lumberman's Day celebration happening tomorrow. Community event reminders, as always, for you from 98Q Country at 8:48. We'll do a little shopping show. Big G and the folks will join us coming up in the 9 o'clock hour.
Lynn Stunkel, owner and complete rain gutters, has spent over 30 years perfecting his craft. Enjoy top quality work and peace of mind for your home. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a free quote today.
Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We want your business to thrive in the Northwoods. Hi, I'm Courtney from the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. Are you looking for more customers? Maybe you'd like to hit the ground running or to find a community of other business owners to rally around. we at the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce are here to bring your business success. Joining the Chamber is one of the best moves any business can make. Find out how we can help you by calling us today at 715-762-2703 or visit our website at parkfalls.com.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, shawamiganhomefurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Hoops Pizza has been a Hayward, Wisconsin favorite since 1979. And now their famous family recipe pizzas are available for bars, restaurants, resorts, convenience stores, and small grocery stores. Customers will love every bite of their delicious frozen varieties. And with fast, dependable deliveries from Tim, the Hoops Pizza delivery guy, keeping the shelves stocked is easy. Don't miss your chance to bring Hoops Hayward family recipe pizza to more people. Email info@coopspizza.com or message Hoops Pizza on Facebook to get started today.
This Saturday, June 14th, don't miss the Fifield Lions Trail Twister Fun Run. All vehicles welcome. ATVs, UTVs, cars, bikes, you name it. Just a $10 donation or pet supplies for Catkins Animal Rescue gets you in. Starting with breakfast at Country Cafe from 8:30 to 10:30, then hit the Bloody Mary Bar at Northwood Supper Club, ride to the Big Dipper, Moose Jaw, Wintergreen Lake Resort, Mary Cassidy Saloon in Fifield, and then back to Mowbridge Park for Pork on a South Fork starting at 11 a.m. Plus Park Falls Plumbing and Heating, kids games, raffles, music, and more. Big thanks to our ride and community sponsors.
Get ready for two big days this year, Friday and Saturday, June 27th and 28th, for Ken and Georgetown Fire Department's Truck and Tractor Pull at Kennan Memorial Park off of County N in Kennan, Wisconsin. Weigh-ins start Friday at 6 p.m. with Western Wisconsin Truck Pullers, 11 classes plus semis at 7 p.m. Saturday weigh-ins 9 to 11 a.m. with Mid-State Pullers of Wisconsin, two hooks per vehicle, including Track Patrol Eliminator in three categories. Take in family fun with a parade, children's museum, food from John and Heidi's Happy Days, raffles, and so much more. All proceeds go to Kennan Georgetown Fire Department. Don't miss it!
Has selling your property been on your mind? Work with United Country Real Estate, the most innovative rural real estate brokerage in the country. For 100 years, United Country has been the leader in land, waterfront, and rural property sales. When it comes to selling your northern Wisconsin home, land, or business, leverage our local expertise and United Country's 100 years of national marketing innovation to guarantee broader exposure for your property. Connect with Matt Schultz on Facebook at United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Properties or by visiting ucnorthernwisconsin.com.
Are you a veteran or a dependent or a survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545. Or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us to set up an appointment.
98Q Country.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
98Q Country.
Well, it's been some time. You still look like an angel. I heard you're doing fine. Got promoted back in April. And you met someone. Your dad says he's okay. Well, I've never been better. Things are going my way. I sleep like a baby. I never show up late. How it feels to hurt. met somebody too. She's a model out in L.A. and she's begging me to move. She says Malibu is really great. I ain't decided if I'm going or not, but at the end of the day, wish I could say I miss you, but you know I never lied. Yeah, I've never been better. Things are going my way. Hey, I sleep like a baby. I never show up late for work, but I don't drink whiskey. I don't know how it feels to hurt, but I ain't been lonely since you said goodbye. Wish I could say I miss you. Oh, but you know I never lie.
'98 Q Country.
Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio.
You could try.
On at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
As you lie in my arms, girl, my heart's on my sleeve. Words come so hard in moments like these. There's feelings I have that are so hard to show. But right now, there's one thing I want you to know. As long as the tide tells, the earth turns, the sun sets, I promise I'll always be true. And as long as there's stars over Texas, darling, I'll hide the moon for you. But don't ever wonder what you mean to me. As long as the tide tells, the earth turns, the sun sets, I promise I'll always be true.
are.